twebaza Katonda nate.
We thank God once again this morning.
Twebaza Katonda olw'obudde.
We thank God for the weather. It's a good weather.
Ekirala twebaza Katonda okuba nti mufaayo eri omulimu gwa Katonda.
And we thank God for you take care of the work of God.
Kyetwala kutegeera.
Takes understanding
okusobola okukola omulimu gwa Katonda.
For you to do the work of the Lord.
Bw'oba tokitegeera.
If you don't understand it.
Okirabanga ekitali kikyo.
You see it as if it doesn't belong to you.
Okirabanga omulala yayinza okikola.
You take it as somebody else's responsibility.
Naye okuweereza Katonda kikyo gwe.
But serving the Lord is yours. Hallelujah.
Ate okuweereza Katonda.
And serving the Lord.
Kulimu ebitundu bingi.
Has many different parts.
Buli kyokola kyonna.
Everything you do
nga kizimba obwakabaka bwa Katonda
that builds the kingdom of God
obaweereza Katonda
you're serving God
mukama yebazibwe
praise the Lord
kakati walo kye tuyite enkyuka kyuka mu nsi ey'omwoyo
there's what we call change in the spiritual world
mu nsi ey'omwoyo wabaawo kye bayita enkyuka kyuka
there's what we call change
enkyuka kyuka ya muntu omulamu bw'oba omulamu ku nsi subira enkyuka kyuka
so change is for those who are living if you are living today you walk a certain kind of life and tomorrow you might walk a certain kind of life maybe you're going through tough times today but tomorrow things are going to be better
mukama yebazibwe
praise the Lord
oyinza okubanga olwalero obunaku obulamu mwotambulira olaba oli mabega nnyo
might look like you're still backward today
naye njya kutegeeza
but I'm here to tell you today
mumasa ogenda kuba akulembera
that ahead you're gonna be the first
oyinza okubanga obulamu mwotambulira olabika nti owulira oli munafu
you might feel weak today
naye njya kutegeeza
but I'm here to tell you
obulamu bwo mumasa obulaga
that your life in the near future
ogenda kubeera w'amaanyi
you're gonna be strong
mukama yebazibwe
praise the Lord
mu bulamu buno mulimu okukula
in this life there is growth
lulibo wali ofanana sibo ofanana olwalero
how you looked a couple of years ago is not how you look
kadinja kutegeza ni munsi eyomwoyo
now I want to let you know that even in the spirit world
ne mu bulamu buno obwomwoyo
in the life of the spirit
mulimu ekigambo ekiyitibwa okukula
there is a word called growth in the spirit
togenda kusigala nga bwoli
you never stay the same
ebintu ebimu inzo kuba tobitegeera bulungi
you might not understand certain things today
bible bwo gisoma olabika totegeera bulungi kikyetegeeza
when you read the word you get some kind of
confusion nenjala kugamba je bujja masa
to let you know that ahead of you
gwomu kubantu abagendo kuba abamanyi bible
you'll be one of the people
ngomanye byawandikibwa kyebikwogerako
and you understand the scripture
mukama yebazibwe
amen
which wedde twali twogera ku soul winning
last week we talked about soul winning
nakyogerako
we talked about that
nini anjula nimbalaga nti nzani ayogera je muli
and I introduced myself I gave a brief introduction so that you understand the person
nembalaga Katonda je anzija
and I showed you where God has brought me from
nembalaga nawa wantu siza
and I also testified about where he has placed me
nabagamba ku church zenatandika
I told you about the churches I started
zenatandike kamuli
in the district of Kamuli
e church za tuka natandike kanisa 13
I started 30 churches
na yoro alero zili kanisa 10 no kusoba
today there are 100 churches plus
mukama yebazibwe
praise the Lord
buli kintu kyonna Katonda kyatandise
everything that God has started
kirina okukula
it has to grow
mukama yebazibwe
praise the Lord
nene kanisa erina okukula
even this church has to grow
egenda kuba ne branches
it has to have branches
government egenda koma one
not think it will stop here
kakati ataba genda kuba abawereza era ababuli
in those branches in nations
na basumba mwezo e kanisa zigenda kutandikibwa
and the pastors to the nations
yegwa tudde wano
you are the ones seated here today
ekyo inzo kuba tunachitegera
maybe you don't understand that
naikiriza Katonda ja kuchuka
but believe God you will change
kiriza Katonda ja kula
you're going to grow
twaso mulunyiriri kantandikire mulunyiriri olulaga setani kyali je tuli
we read a verse let me begin with a verse that shows
bwetusoma
what the devil is to us
bwetusoma mu John 10:10
when we read in the book of John Yohane sura 10 onyirwa 10
Bible itegeza nti stani yaja stani tajja
the Bible says the devil cometh not
naye bwajja
but when he comes
abaze kuba
comes to steal
nakuta,
to kill,
na kuzikiriza,
to destroy.
Kati ate Yesu yaja,
but Jesus came,
tube n'obulamu,
that we may have life,
mubunji dala,
and we have it more abundantly.
Olaba babiri abo,
you see that too?
Waliwo Setani.
There is the devil.
Setani bamutulaze nga mubi.
The scripture showed us that the devil is a thief.
Setani bwabanga mubi.
Now if the devil is the thief.
Nge kifananyi ky'omubi kye batuwadde ku Setani.
And they have painted the picture of a thief. The devil is a thief.
Ekitegeeza Setani takwagala.
That means the devil doesn't like you.
Ate ekirala Setani takutya.
And the other thing, he doesn't fear you. He's not afraid of you.
Naye Setani atya ekyekiri mu gwe.
But the devil is afraid of that which you have on the inside.
Okategeddako?
Did you understand that?
Katonda ali mu gwe.
The God on the inside of you.
Setani ayinza mutya.
The devil fears that.
Naye gwe mwenyini ngomu.
But you as a person,
Setani takutya.
He doesn't fear you.
Kati we tobeerawo ng'obuzaabuzibwa ng'olowooza Setani akutya.
So don't be confused and think that devil is afraid
takutia.
Of you. He's not afraid
na
of you.
Naye ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kibeera mu gwe.
But when you have the word of God on the inside of you,
Setani bw'akiraba,
the moment the devil sees it,
atandika okutya.
He starts to get afraid.
Kati Setani,
now the devil,
tayagalira ddala gwe kumanya Katonda.
He does not want you to understand and have fellowship with God.
Bible emuyise mubi.
The Bible says he's a thief.
Mwena mumanyi omubi tayinza kujja kuba watali kyanabba.
You know what the thief comes for. He comes to steal something that you have.
Areche unyisa kubabbi.
And this is what is amazing about thieves.
Atayiminga lwotali wulwajja.
He comes in that moment when you're not around.
Atayiminga lugiro lulese ngo lugudde lwajja.
He times that time when you leave your door open is the day he comes.
Omubbi tajja.
The thief cometh not.
Naye bw'ajja,
but when he comes,
abaze kubba.
He comes to steal.
Otegera kye ngamba?
You understand what I'm saying?
Ennaku zonna oyinza okuba nga togula oluggi.
You might be in your home and you never open your door. And the thief will not come.
Naye olugula olwajja.
But the day you open is when he shows up.
Kitegeeza abaze kubba.
Now what brings him is to steal.
Ndoza ko kategedde.
I believe you have understood.
Kati Setani alina ebintu byayagala okubbako.
Now the devil is targeting to steal certain things from you.
Ekisokera ddala.
The first one.
Setani ayagala okubbako okukkiriza kwo.
He wants to steal your faith.
Setani tayagala okkirize Katonda.
He doesn't want you to believe God.
Kubanga bw'okkiriza Katonda.
Because when you have faith in God,
osanyusa Katonda.
You please God.
Setani tayagala utambulire mu kukkiriza.
He doesn't want you to walk in faith.
Ayagala otambulire mukubusa busa.
He wants you to walk in doubt.
Tutegeragana. Kati Setani tajja.
Now the devil cometh not.
Naye bwajja abaze kubba nakuta.
But when he comes to steal.
Kati kyanoonya mu gwe kwekuttira ddala ebintu byonna byonna ebiri mu gwe.
Now his target is to kill everything that is in you, which God has placed on the inside of you.
Byayagala bitandika okubanga bikolera mu bulamu bwo.
The things that God wants to begin working in your life.
Era ky'ova olaba afuba nnyo okuwugula n'okugira ddala ku kigambo ekiyitibwa ekigambo kya
Katonda.
Ekintu ekikyasinze okuzitoerera abakkiriza kukola bintu bya mwoyo. Ebintu eby'omubiri byanguwa. Okusoma Bayibuli. Buli lw'ogikwatako n'otandika okuwulira obukoowu.
The moment you pick your Bible to read, you feel tired in your
body. Buli lw'ogikwatako n'otandika okusoma, bw'oba ogenda mu maaso n'otandika okuwulira okusumagira ne kujja.
Every time you open your Bible to read, you start dozing and feeling sleepy.
Setani omanyi ky'agamba?
You know what the devil is saying.
Ojja kusoma edda, kati olabika oli mukoowu, mulamu ojja kusoma edda.
Right now you're tired, you need to sleep.
Buli saawa asembezaayo mu maaso ojja kikola.
Every time he postpones the work of God, you'll do it later.
Kati wumulamu ojja kikola tofaayo.
Now please rest today, you'll do it later.
Oluyo time y'okusoma ekigambo n'okitegeera egenda.
Now you're wasting your time, you're not reading the word and don't understand.
Akubako time eyo.
He steals your time.
Kati n'obanga tofuna biseera bya
Bible. You never get time to read the Bible.
Naye olugiteeka wansi bw'oti.
The moment you place it down like this.
N'okwata essimu mangu nnyo.
You pick your phone.
N'otandika okuseerezaawo, n'otandika okuba nga toli mukoowu.
Now you go on TikTok and start watching videos. Now you're not tired.
No genda ku TikTok, no genda ku Facebook, no genda ku
Facebook.
Uchilaba, WhatsApp. Ebyo nabyo natokoa.
During those things you never
tell. Wegenda ogezese bwono giteka wansi bwoti.
The moment you leave your Bible.
No da mu Bible.
The moment you go back to the Bible.
Obuko unga bujja.
Then you feel tired.
Ndo da mula bo mubiyo. Mukama yebazi.
You see who the thief is.
Kakati ebintu ebimu.
Now certain things.
Tuluwana bulwanyi lutalo.
We have to fight a battle.
Osobola okulwana ngaenda kusoma byawandikibwa.
You must fight a battle and say I'm going to read the Bible.
No gamba kati no time ye ya kusoma Bible.
You say this is my time to read the Bible.
Ogenda okulaba nomulabe abwakimanya nti kati oli mukukiriza omaliride.
The moment the devil sees that you are committed.
Ofuna obuwanguzi nosoma Bible nosoma chapter soka neyo kubiri neyo kusatu ogenda okulaba ngutandisa okunyumirwa.
You realize you have read the chapters and you have started enjoying and the spirit of the Lord.
Ngatandi kokuyamba okukola ki ogenda maso.
Starts to help you and interpret things for you.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Twasome kya wandikibwa wano olwalero njagalo kyogerako.
We read a scripture here. I want to talk about it today.
Isaiah chapter 1.
Isaiah
Isaiah yali chapter 45 verse 7.
Twasoma ekitabo kya Isaiah ana musambu nyolo musambu.
Olunyiri
ana mutano. Esura ya mutano nyolo musambu.
Esura yali ya ana mutano olunyiri musambu. Nti Katonda.
It says that God
atonda ekitangala.
Creates light.
Bwamara okutonda ekitangala.
After he has created light,
n'atonda n'ekizikiza.
He creates darkness.
Ate Katonda yomu.
And the same God.
Atondawo obubi.
He creates calamity.
Ate n'atonda n'obulungi.
And he creates evil and good.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Mubulamu buno mwe tuli fenna.
The life we live, all of us.
Tulina obulamu bwe tutambuliramu buli bwe tutambulira mu bulamu obwo ebiseera ebisinga naddala mu ngamba mu abalokole.
Most especially you the believers, the life that we live.
Bw'otambulira mu bulamu bw'otambuliramu.
The moment you start to live your life.
Ng'obulamu bw'otambuliramu tebunyuma.
And you're not enjoying that life.
Obulamu bw'otambulira nga mulimu challenges.
You meet osinkana ebisomo za mulamu otambulira.
Mulimu ebikuwakanya.
There are things that are against you.
Mulimu ebyagala okulemesa.
There are things that work against you.
Ebiseera ebisinga otunulira n'olaba Satani.
In most cases you watch the situation and all you see is the
devil. Ebiseera ebisinga osanga abantu bagamba nti Satani yankuba ebiseera bino.
And sometimes you hear people say that devil is beating me hard.
Omulabe omulabe kati anwanyisa.
He's fighting me.
Olaba jetulaba.
You see how our minds
tutera kulaba Satan
because we see the devil in every situation.
Luachi.
Why?
Kubanga yatubako okwetegerera.
Because he took away understanding from us.
Fe okwetegera.
For us to be able to understand.
Ekigenda maso munseyo moyo.
What is taking place in the spiritual world?
Kakati ekibao.
So everything that happens.
Otandika okubanga gwe mukulaba Satan.
You start seeing the devil in everything.
Otandika okwerabamu obani na mukino obani na mukiri.
You start to feel guilty and see your mistakes.
Nainga njagala kugamba bwenti.
And this is what I want to tell you today.
Ebisere ebimu Katonda aleko bubi ne bujja joli.
But sometimes God allows challenges to come. Ngaline
ensonga kubulamu bwo.
Because he has a reason.
Mukama yebazibwe. Tujja kulaba omusajja omuvubuka omu ayitibwa Joseph.
We look at one young man called Joseph.
Bw'osoma mu Genesis chapter 37.
When you read in the book of Olubereberye
Asatu Musanvu nova onogenda. Joseph yalota ebiroto.
He had dreams.
Ebiroto ekiroto kye yalota.
The dreams he had.
Yalota nga alaba ayimiridde.
He saw himself standing.
Nga waliwo ebinyomu 10 na kimu nga bizze bimuvunnamira. Okuvunnama okumanya. Nga biringanga ebimusinza bibawinga. Ebinywa.
Sheaves. Binding sheaves in the field.
Ndoda.
Bowing and worshipping him.
Kati byali biringa ebimuvunamira.
So they were bowing before him.
Kati boyalote chiloto na chigamba chitawe.
So he told this dream to his father.
Chitawe na abuza na agamba na yowa ichino choyogera koloza bogenda kutufuga.
And the father said, "Do you want to, you think you're becoming our leader?"
Boyabigamba baganda bi.
When he told his baganda brothers, Bible yegamba ne bamuchawa. The brothers began to hate him.
Kati mukumucha awoko.
Now when they hated him,
batandi kumuyiganya.
They started fighting him.
Onakulumu chitawe na amutu mugenda okubanti abalambula keyo jibali wagenzo okulunda.
Now one day the father sent him to the field to check on the brothers.
Bwe yatuka yo,
the moment he got there,
Bible gama nebamu kuata.
They arrested him.
Nebamu sura mubunya.
And they threw him into a cave.
Echoka bali bagala muta.
One, they wanted to kill him.
Nene bagamba anti ononga bwetu muta kati.
And then they ask themselves, when we kill this young man now.
Achinzo kubanga te omumu omu kubaganda binaga chinzo kubanga te chikola makuru.
One of the brothers felt
let
us just sell him instead of killing him.
Kakati ne bamutunda.
So they sold him.
Ebyo byona byona bitambulia ku kiroto kiri kye yalota.
All these challenges come because of the dream he had.
Bwe bamutunda mu nyumba ya mukungu omu aitibwa Potifar.
Now they sold him into a house of one Potifar.
Kati yuje bamutunda.
Now when they sold him to Potifar's house,
Bible yegamba nti mukama we namuwe emirimu egyokola.
The Bible says Potifar gave him responsibilities.
Naye buli kye yasangako emikono nga kiraba
omukisa. Everything he touched was blessed.
Bwe yatandikanga okulongosa obulongosa ennyumba.
When he started cleaning the house,
ennyumba yennyini nnyini nga echuka mu ngeri etali ya bulijjo.
And the house would change in an abnormal way.
Kuba baga buli kintu kye yakwata ku mukama n'akiwa omukisa.
Because everything he touched with his hand.
Kitegeeza buli kintu kyonna kye yakwata nga konebo yalongosa nga flow nga
echuka.
Ng'ebanga atesemu empya.
It looked like it is brand new.
Kakati.
Now.
Ngali mu mbeera efaanana bw'eti.
As he continued living that life.
Bible yegamba nti.
The Bible says.
Mukyala wa Potifari n'abaako ebigambo bye yakola.
The wife of Potifar started picking an interest and did certain
things. Namuyita mu kisenge kye n'amugamba nti jangu wano.
She called him into the bedroom and said, "Young man, come."
Ekyaliwo ye n'atakkiriza kiki kye yali ayagala kibeewo.
And Joseph did not agree with what she wanted to happen.
Ki ekyabaawo?
What happened next?
N'amukwatako ebintu bye yalina.
He took his cloth, a piece of his cloth.
N'ayita abasajja bali nti owaye n'akuba enduulu nti omusajja ono abadde ankwata.
Then she made an alarm and she said,
ekyava mu ekyo kumuteeka mukomera.
Was raping me and they put him in prison.
Ndowooza olaba obubi bwe bugenda bubaawo.
Are you watching how evil keeps happening?
Naye tulaba gye yaggukira.
But where he ended up.
Mukomera ng'ali mukomera.
Through the prison.
Yasangayo abantu abaali basibiddwa Farao.
He found prisoners that were jailed by Pharaoh.
N'atandika okubanga abantu abo bamubuulira ebi. Ebizibu byabwe n'ebizibu byabwe bwe batyo.
And these people started narrating to him in
their challenges.
And together they shared their dreams.
Bible egamba nti n'abavunula ebiroto.
And the Bible says he interpreted the dreams.
Kati ebiroto byabavunula.
And the dreams he interpreted.
Byali bibazaaye wa Farao kuba nti badda mbifata ebya waggulu.
They went back to Pharaoh and they assumed bigger
positions. Keyo, omu ya mwerabira.
Now when they got there, one of them forgot.
Na omu ya lia lia
one of them was there
na,
one day.
Na ulia kabaka nga yugira kuchiloto chiyalosi.
And he had the king talking about the dream
nga
he had.
Na abagezi gezo kujaba chivu
he had called all wise men to come and interpret that they had failed.
Na agama tikakati omanyi.
Now he said, you know
mukomere wali akalinzike nalikayo.
There's a young man in the prison.
He's well able to
interpret this dream.
Nebakaita nekajja nekavunula ekiroto.
They called Joseph and he interpreted that dream.
Kati mubumpimpi.
Now briefly.
Mukuvunula ekiroto kya kabaka.
When he interpreted that dream of the king.
Kabaka yasalawo muteeka mu position esinga okube ya waggulu.
The king chose to appoint him in the most important office.
Yamutwala mu kiroto kye kyennyini kye yalota.
It took him through that dream that he had.
Namufula prime minister.
And made him a prime minister katikilo.
Mukama yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord.
Kiki njagala okugamba mu kino.
What am I trying to say in this?
Okiraba nti embeera eyo yonayona eyajjawo ku Joseph.
You realize that the circumstances that faced Joseph.
Obakambuze olwa Satani yagireta.
Do you think it was the work of the devil? The years he spent in jail.
Katonda.
God.
Yali mumberai.
Was in the midst of that situation. This is what I want to tell you today.
Katonda inzo kutonda obubi.
God is able to create evil. To let it happen to you because of the reason he has and the purpose.
Bwobamba oyita mumbera enzibuleba tola tugambere makulaba setani.
If you're going through a difficult time, don't see the devil in it. Don't look at your challenges and interpret them to be the devil. You'll start to say they are bewitching me. Somebody is bewitching me. You'll start thinking that people are against me.
Neda.
No.
Katonda ali nawe.
God is with you.
Mubuli mbera katonda ali nawe.
In every situation, God is with you. Praise the Lord.
Omanyi sitani.
You know the devil. Like I told you, he's our enemy. He doesn't like us. Let me give you as we finish and we pray. There is one man who came to a certain village. When he came to the village, he found the people he had come to see, they were seated in a certain meeting.
Kati meeting
as they were seated in the meeting talking, they had a certain animal and they tied it somewhere.
Kubanga webali wali waka.
Because they were home.
Kati bweyajja natunulire ensolo no muntu eyajja.
Now this man who came, when he looked at the animal,
yerali kirira nyo.
He was worried. He looked at the animal and he knew what it was. It was big.
Elephant.
That animal was enjovu.
Enjovu. Ngabajisibye kukagua katono nyo ngako.
They are tied it on a small rope like that one at the projector. And because the rope was very small, he was afraid. And he asked them, how could you make such a mistake? And tie this big animal with that small rope. You don't understand how powerful it is. You don't know how mad it is. You don't understand what it can do here when it starts. This animal, the moment it's angry,
it
will break down all the houses. Once it is angry, it can break down and uproot trees.
Can subire mwali mulabye ko video nga enjovu yekusa ku nyumba nemenye nyumba nenyege nyumba paka negwa mwali mujirabyeko.
Hope you have watched a video before when
zisirwa nobumoto kanibugwa.
Sometimes they lift up the cars in the air.
Zimenye mitinga zili
can crush a big tree when he's angry.
Kati oli kye yali amanyi kyekyo.
So this man was scared.
Nagamba temuyinza kudira nsolongeno emujisiba nakagwanga.
Such a mistake. You cannot tie this big animal on this small rope.
Bano ne bamukaka ne bamugafu nakatebo
tule. They said, "Gentlemen, relax, get a chair and sit." How can I sit in such a
meeting?
They ask, haven't you found us
sitting?
Now let us tell you why we are seated and the animal is there. That animal you see there, we got it when it was small. When it was still young, we used to put that small rope. So it has grown up on that small rope. And the moment you put that tiny rope, it feels good. And it will stay in one place. And they told him, that tiny rope you see, it went beyond tying the animal. It went into its brain. Now the small rope is into the animal's brain.
For
it knows it is tied. That's why you see it there. Praise the Lord. All the strength you know about it. It doesn't know that he has it. Because of that small
tie
on its brain. Praise the Lord. I want to come back to you, he's seated here today. You have such strength on the inside of you. Your image is similar to this great animal. But there is a tiny rope that the devil tied on your leg. It went beyond your leg and now it is on your mind. There are small tiny things which you do and you're used of doing them. And those things are holding you back. You look at them and they don't seem big before the Lord. Or in your faith. I want to tell you that tiny rope can keep you in one place and you're not moving. I want us to break that small rope in the name of Jesus. There are things that you might look at and they seem little. There are things you look at and they don't seem to be seen. There are things that you look and they seem like they are doing nothing in your faith. Let me give you an example. Sometime ago when I used to go to places.
Obanga
hotel. If I've spent a night in a hotel, in a good hotel.
Nensanga mupeni nga nunji.
And I met a small nice pen.
Ngerabika konga bweti.
Looks like this one here. So when I look at it and I'm like, ah, this beautiful pen here. It looks good, this golden pen.
Nyeza kafuna wa.
Where can I get it?
Bwemba mfuluma, nga checking out.
As I pack my things, checking out of the hotel.
Kapeni yako sikalekao.
I don't leave that pen behind.
Nga kapeni kateka musa wea inga ngenda nako.
I pocket it in my bag and I go with it.
Kapeni kano.
This small
kubanga zinkalaba kapeni.
This is just small.
These
people have very many. They'll get another one. I pack it and I go. It took me research and seeking understanding.
But
I have been a thief and I didn't know. When the heaven looks at me, they see a thief. And me, I see a preacher, a pastor, an evangelist. Praise the Lord.
Bible,
the Bible says this. Now, stealing this small pen. And the other thief who took 1 billion shillings.
Over billion, ngabe billion.
A billion shillings. A billion.
Eh, mumasoga katonda.
Before God.
Fena balaba babi.
We are thieves.
Then abie kapen.
I took a small pen.
Oli yabie billion in number.
Took 1 billion.
Ye katonda mugulu balaba babi.
The heaven sees thieves walking on the face of the earth.
Omusango li gwalina munse yomoyo nange gwenina.
The same case he has committed in the spirit world is the same I have committed. When I understood it, I stopped packing the pens I meet. Now there are many things. Somebody lends you their book. You never return. The moment you make them forget, you took it. There are many things you do. Now I want you to reflect in your life. What is your tiny role?
You are
so strong to do everything that you want to do.
But
there is a small tiny
rope. That one we
are breaking in the name of
Jesus. Chapter 9.
When you read the book, verse
1, what
does it
say? He called
his disciples.
I
gave them power and authority
over
all demons
and
to cure diseases.
Do you know
that you carry the same strength?
That
strength is in
you. But
if you have pain
anywhere, you
start calling the pastor.
Umwana waagira. Bible says those
who believe will chase the demons in my name and they will flee.
But because
you have a couple of tiny ropes in your life,
whatever
comes in your mind is doubt.
You
start doubting yourself.
You
think you can't do it.
Praise
the Lord Jesus.
Now
today I want to tell
you,
you carry such
strength.
You're great. There is
such strength in life. But you
need to find
and use it.
That power is going to cause change in your life in the name of
Jesus.
Praise the
Lord.
I want us to stand up on our feet.
Might
say you might never come back here. We don't want that.
However
much I'm a father in this house, I don't want to.
Nino koma we nino koma.
I have to end here.
Atemu bintu binebyomo yotemuli tata temuli mama temuli jaja.
We are all children of God. We
are all
children of God.
In the
name of Jesus.
Today God wants
to do something in your life.
God wants to open your
eyes and see things
you never knew. The
things that held you back in your
situation.
God wants to start revealing things you didn't care
about,
that you will start to care about them.
God is going
to give you a new mind,
how
to think
and
think about
the precious things that are
in your life in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You might
be here today
and you
have never accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and
Savior.
If you're here today,
I want
to pray with
you.
Raise up your
hand and
put the other hand
in the chest.
If you have never given your life to Christ, if you have never given your life
to Christ,
raise up your right hand
and
put your left hand in your chest.
Okay.
There's one person.
Is there
anyone?
If you're
here and you have never given your life
to Christ, and
you came to pray with us
today, I want you
to enter into the plan of God for
your life. All
the things I've spoken about will become effective in
your life.
Put your right hand up,
and
your left hand in your chest. We have one brother there. We have another brother here.
Okay. So, kati njagala ogoberere ebigambo byengenda okukulemberamu.
Now I'm going to lead you and you repeat after me.
Bible tutegeza.
The Bible says.
Mubalumi kumi kumi.
In Romans chapter 10 verses 10.
Nti omuntu akiriza na mutima.
Someone believes in
their heart. To
receive righteousness.
Naye atuona akamwa ke.
They confess with their mouth.
Narokoka.
Unto salvation.
Akamwa ko kano.
Your mouth.
Mwe mukolerwe ebintu byonna.
Is where all things are done.
Obulokozi bo buli mukamwa ko.
Your salvation is in your mouth.
Bwoyatula.
the moment you confess,
ngabo tugendo kwatuza,
like we are going to confess today, that is the beginning we do not have any other ritual to do that makes you a believer or born again. No, we're not going to do all those things. However much there are many things, you're sick, you have
problems,
you just confess and you receive and you change your life. Now I want you to repeat these words. Say today,
nzikiriza,
I believe
Katonda,
God,
olinechisa,
you're full of grace, and today your grace is upon me, and it has given me an opportunity to come into the church. And the same grace has brought this preacher, and he brought the word that concerns me as an individual. And today I've chosen in my own understanding,
ngansaba,
and I pray,
Katonda wang,
you, my God,
onsonyi obutali butukirivu
wang, forgive me all my trespasses.
Mwena tugendere wamu tubayambeko.
Let us all repeat.
Onsonyi obutali butukirivu wang,
forgive my unrighteousness.
Onakuruwalero.
And today,
ndete meme yang,
I bring my soul,
no moyo wang,
in my spirit,
mumaso go,
before you, Lord.
Nsaba onsonyiwe.
I pray that you forgive me.
Ebibi bye nakola,
all the sins that I committed, when I understood
them,
and even those I did without knowing, today I believe in my heart to receive righteousness. And with my mouth I confess that I'm born again in the name of Jesus.
Satan,
the devil, and your demons, from today I have left you.
Nsenze Yesu,
I've gone to Jesus,
abere mukama w'obulamu bwange,
so that he become the Lord of my life.
Era olunaku lwa leero,
and this day,
ndi mwana wa Katonda,
I'm a child of God,
ndi mulokole,
I'm born again,
mu linnya lya Yesu,
in the name of Jesus.
Gamba nti amina.
Shout and say amen.
Kiwede. Kati okulokoka kwako
kutandise. Your salvation has started.
Ogenda kutambula ngo mulokole.
You're going to walk as a believer.
Onojja wano mu kanisa tugenda kuyigiriza omulokole bwatambula.
Keep coming to church. We're going to teach you how to walk this life of faith.
Tugenda kuyigiriza omulokole bwayogera.
We're going to teach you how a believer speaks.
Tugenda kuyigiriza omulokole bwakola.
We're going to teach you how the believer works.
And we're
going to teach you the works you should do and the works you shouldn't do.
We're going to
teach you what you should drink and what you shouldn't drink. When you come here, there are things that you've been drinking. We'll tell you those ones you never drink.
Again.
We'll teach you what you drink and what you don't drink. And we'll teach you what you have to eat and what you don't have to eat. Praise the Lord Jesus. And we'll open your heart to
that
wisdom. And all the wisdom is in the word of God. Now when you receive this wisdom, you're
going
to become wise whether you like it or not. Because your wisdom is in the Bible. Now this is what we tell you. Keep coming to church and attend the service. Your life will never be the same. Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to raise up your hands, everyone, above your head. We're
going
to pray to God.
Buli kaguwa konna akabadde ku mikubulamu bwaffe obw'omwoyo.
Every tiny rope that has been holding our spirit
life,
that devil tied you on that rope,
it
has kept us around the same mountain for ages. We break it today in the mighty name of Jesus. We break it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you to break it of your life now. If you know that tiny rope that held you back, I want you to speak and say, you, the rope, I break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to break them. Begin now to break them.
It may,
maybe it was the same kind of thinking. Could have been a habit. Could have been a certain evil discipline. Could have been the way you do things. Maybe how you live your life. You live a life you're not supposed to live. Could have been the way you talk. You have an evil tongue. And the way you speak sometimes keeps people in a distance. You realize your friends abandon you and leave. And you don't know that whatever keeps you away from you is you talk about them how evil they are, but you don't know. You hear people talk about you. And the things they talk about you are true. And you call them bad because they talk about you. And they talk about the evil things that are in your life. We break those things in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every dark power. We come against every works of the enemy. We come against every evil world. The things that disturb our lives. The things that keep us in a way we shouldn't live. The things that cause evil times amidst us. The things that have held us back in places we shouldn't be. The things that keep us around the people shouldn't. We should loose our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want to open up your mouth and start to pray for yourself because you carry the authority. Raise your voice and pray for yourself. I want you to speak. Your words have power to create. Your words can create change in your life. From today, you'll never be the same again. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you today. As these people in this place, I have taught them your word. I believe they have received. And I believe they have understood. And they have believed. Let this be the new beginning for the change in their lives. But we leave everything that held us back. And we start moving forward. I speak moving forward. I declare progress. I declare progress this year. I declare entering victory. I declare superabundant provision. I declare change. I declare entering a new life. I declare victory. I declare prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch your people, Lord. Bless them. In the name of Jesus. If there is anybody sick, touch them with your hand. I speak healing to their bodies. I speak healing into your body. In the name of Jesus.